Noom uses the latest in proven behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good. Noom builds personal plans that can meet an individual's needs, takes into account dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs to build a plan that works for you. Through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching, their platform has helped millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. I think a lot of intelligence has gone into the whole Noom system. They really think about how humans live, how they think, what their psychology is, and it's all been used to help people control their weight. So stay focused on what's important to you with the Noom psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom, N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now, wherever books are sold. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle. Mm. Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Christina. Meet Conan.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Christina. Very nice to meet you. How are you?
Good. What a delight.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. It's a delight for me as well. Let me describe for people listening right now. Christina, you are beautiful, and I love your style. You've got this gorgeous jet black hair, from what I can see. Just
thank
beautiful.
You.
And your lipstick is really popping, very powerful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I spent some time trying to kind of do your hairstyle here going on the top.
Christina, my hairstyle is not to be emulated. No one should.
Okay, sorry.
No one should try that. For me, it was a mistake, and I had to stick with it. So whatever you're doing is working, because you seem like a very lovely person. Gorgeous smile. Great energy coming off of you, Christina.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about yourself. I know nothing about you, Christina.
Okay. I am from Camarillo, California.
Uh-huh.
I'm a tattoo artist.
Okay. This is going to be interesting. Because I have a lot of questions and I'm fascinated by tattoos. How long have you been doing tattoos for?
I'm 34 years old now, and I started when I was 18.
Wow. You know, here's what first thing that pops to mind is tattoos are so permanent. It's such a big deal. How do you start? Do you know what I mean? How do you do your first tattoo? It must be nerve-wracking. It's the same question I would ask a tightrope walker. Like, how do you do that for the first time? Obviously, they can have a net, but you can't have a net when you're doing a tattoo.
Yeah, it was actually pretty horrifying because the first person I tattooed was my dad, and it was his first tattoo also.
Now, was he aware you were tattooing him, or was this his, he asleep at the time?
I'm pretty sure that he was aware.
He was in a coma for 3 months, and when he woke up,
full body,
he had thug life on his chest. So he, that takes a lot of trust and love. God bless your dad. So your dad said, okay, I'll be your first. You can tattoo me. What did you tattoo?
Well, he's a Finnish carpenter, and he's a total sweetheart, which is really funny. He picked the devil version of Casper, so also sweet looking, even though it sounds bad. And right. he got him holding a hammer.
Okay, very nice. So
yeah.
a devil ghost, a boy who died and then went to hell and has a hammer. I'm gonna say it in the most, I'm sorry, unsentimental way. A dead boy ghost who was evil in life with a hammer.
Yes, really sweet. Yeah.
And where did you put that on his body? Is it on his arm? Is it on his hand? Is it on his chest?
On his arm, on his shoulder right here.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I would think being a tattoo artist, how many tattoos would you say you do a week? Do you do a volume business, or is it the kind of thing that here and there you do a tattoo?
Well, because of the pandemic, I kind of took a break for a while. But before then, I was traveling back to San Francisco, where I lived before, and would do maybe like 3 tattoos a day.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Hey, can I ask you a question? Is there a way to give someone the COVID vaccine while you're tattooing them without them knowing it? You know, it's an
definitely.
A needle.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's because there's so many people out there that need to get vaccinated that aren't, but they're perfectly willing to get a tattoo. So if you could just give people tattoos, and while they're getting the tattoo, you're giving them the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, and you could also tattoo the proof of vaccination card on their
skin. Yeah, right, on their left, on their left butt cheek. I think this is a good idea that would be Fauci approved. I really do.
I agree.
I agree.
I want you to look into that. First thing you do after you're done wasting your time talking to me. So you're a tattoo artist. This is fascinating to me. I do not have a tattoo. Mm-hmm. I don't have any kind of tattoo on my body. And it's not that I'm opposed to anybody having a tattoo. I see a lot of tattoo art on people, sleeves that are absolutely gorgeous and stunning. And I think it can look fantastic. I just grew up very freckled. I'm a freckled man. I was a freckled boy that then grew slowly, first into a freckled woman and then into a freckled man. So the idea, I've lived my whole life with markings all over my body, and I mean all over my body. So the idea then of adding more marks felt superfluous. Like, why would I do that? That seems redundant to add more of a mess to my body.
Have you ever thought of connecting the dots like constellations, you know?
Oh.
It'd be fun.
I think I would look like Dr. Manhattan, you know. I think I would look like some weird creature from the cosmos if you connected. Maybe it spells something out. Maybe I've been put on this earth as a great riddle, you know, and that if someone connected all my dots, it would spell out some great secret that would further mankind or the way to solve global warming.
Oh, yeah. You're like the Da Vinci Code of written Morse code.
Yes. And all this time I've just been saying, so anytime I put on sunscreen, I'm actually trying to hide God's message and it's blasphemy. Would you do that? What kind of tattoo would you give me, Christina?
I know that you talk about being muscular a lot. So I could maybe do some shadow coloring and kind of make it look like you have muscles.
Yeah, like the ab, airbrushing.
Like a 6 or 8 pack.
No, wait a minute. When you say I talk a lot about having muscles, do you mean I talk about not having muscles? Because you said you talk a lot about having muscles so I could tattoo you so it looked like you had muscles. You realize how insulting that is, Christina?
I'm so sorry.
I don't think you are. When someone says I'm so sorry, but they can barely get it out because they're laughing.
Can't stop laughing.
It is hard to feel that this is true remorse. I'm so sorry I shot you. I'm so sorry.
I think it started out as a compliment.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Yes. Thank you, David. You've served your role as the liar of the group. Well, Christina, can you do that? Can you actually tattoo someone so it looks like they have musculature?
Sure. Yeah.
So I would never have to work out. I would never have to work out ever. I could just be funny to have the tattoo of a 6-pack or an 8-pack and then really let my abdomen go. So I had a mass. I had an 8-pack that stretched and expanded out like 22 inches over my belt. I love that idea.
A clear beer belly.
Yeah, exactly. Is there a tattoo that is so cliched if someone asks for it, you say, don't do that? Like,
I stopped doing names a while ago of partners.
Yes.
That's definitely the number one cover up. And so many times when I was doing it in my head, I'm like, this isn't going to work out. They would know the person after like a week. And finally I just said, no, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. You know, I have met hardcore fans many times who have, there's a little sort of cartoon Conan insignia, and they have that. I don't think it's ever been a guy. It's always a woman, but they have it on their ankle or they have it somewhere on their arm. They have the little Conan face, and I don't know how I feel about it because, I mean, I know I should be flattered and I'm glad that they're a fan, but nothing is less attractive to me than my face on another woman's body. I don't know. I don't know why that is, but I feel sad for everyone. I feel sad for them, myself, everybody.
Oh, no.
So you're a tattoo artist, and how long does it take to do your average tattoo? Forget a flaming eagle clutching a nuclear submarine and saying something in Russian. That's the tattoo I would get.
That I endorse.
Yeah,
I endorse.
Flaming eagle, yeah. Clutching a nuclear submarine, and then quoting from Mao's Red Book, but in Russian. That is the tattoo that I would get across my back someday when it's time. But my question for you is, it must take a couple of hours to do a tattoo. Do you talk to the people while you're giving them the tattoo?
Yes, I love it. That's probably my favorite part. People definitely open up to you while you're tattooing them. It's such a vulnerable time. And I love hearing dating stories and just getting deep.
Do you ever get anybody that you're 5 minutes in, you're like, oh no, this is a mistake. This is 2 hours of a conversation that I don't have the capacity for.
Well, there was a tattoo that I did on this gentleman who came in, and he got a name and it had a character next to it. And he initially disguised it as a tattoo for a cousin, I believe. Mm-hmm. And when I was doing the finishing touches on it, he revealed to me that it was actually for someone that he was in love with. And
which breaks your rule. This breaks your cardinal rule.
Yes. And then he lifted his sleeve up and had numerous other names, women's names on him.
Oh, no. What? This is a true crime story. You are going to be a witness.
I was horrified. Yeah.
So you were done with the tattoo at that point. Was he back a week later trying to get another name put on there?
And was it yours?
Yeah. Could you put Christina on here? It's a different Christina. She's a tattoo artist from Bamarillo, California. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Hey, Sona, do you settle for ordinary in your own home?
No.
Well, you kind of do. Anyway, with Floor and Decor, you don't have to put up with rooms that just look meh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Meh is kind of a meh phrase these days. Floor and Decor doesn't just have a couple of aisles of options. It's an entire store with the largest selection of tile, wood, and stone in stock and available in job lot quantities. Mm. That's what I need, job lot quantities. And if you're a pro like me, Floor and Decor also has a job site delivery, along with all the brands pros trust for installation. There's also design experts in the store to help you find the right look at the right price. And guess what? It's free.
That's my favorite price.
Free is the best price, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless it's for food. And then I'm like, oh, I'm about to pay a little.
No, I like free food too.
Well, it can be scary. Anyway, we got off track. You can resist the ordinary and find more ways to wow with Floor and Decor. Can't believe we've been doing this podcast for 5 years. Lots changed. But you know what? There's also things that haven't changed. Mm. Great taste of Miller Lite. Yeah. Hasn't changed. It was the original light beer. And to this day, for my money, it's still the best one.
It's good.
I'll fight anyone that disagrees.
Will you?
Well, not with I'll have someone fight for me. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want, less of the stuff you don't.
Yeah.
I like great taste, clean finish, simple ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, some of these beers, they put caramel in there.
Ugh.
Corn cobs.
Oh.
Chicory. I don't want that. I like the simple taste of Miller Lite. Classic. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories.
That's good.
It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need, holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes, hello, like beer.
Yeah, not like water that's just kind of beery.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like that. That's a bad name for a beer, too. Water that's mostly beery. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. I came up with that.
Oh.
I should get paid. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. If you're being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, especially if you're in B2B. That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Oh, I didn't know you knew what that was.
I know exactly what that is. B2B, I use that all the time. Businesses doing businesses with other businesses.
Never
fortunately,
heard you say that.
LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company. LinkedIn has over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers.
That's good.
Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Start reaching the right people for your, get ready, B2B business with LinkedIn ads. Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just go to LinkedIn.com/Team Coco to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/Team Coco. Terms and conditions apply. I get to say this again. Listen, LinkedIn, the place to be, right?
That's cool.
Business to business.
That's really cool.
I'm going to pitch you an idea, and I want you to think about it, Christina. And Matt, you're an expert in this space. I am not. I've dabbled and stumbled into the podcast space. What about making it a podcast? What if, and I'm not even kidding, what if Christina had a podcast, so you recorded your conversations while you're tattooing people, and then we edited it down, tightened it up. You'd get these fascinating stories from people. And then people could go online and they could look at the tattoo.
That's a brilliant idea. This reminds me of there's a podcast where people do therapy, but the patients are anonymous. And so the tattoo client could be anonymous.
Yes.
And you can get all the juice out of them.
No. I'm a guy who comes up with ideas.
That's good.
It has sustained me since, my whole life, really. I think that this should be a podcast I would listen to. Yes, I know someone's going to. Damn it, someone's going to rip this off. This is going to air. It's going to go out there. I always say air. What is the proper term, Gorley? This is going to drop?
I guess drop or, yeah. I don't know that there is a good term.
Well, let's come up with one. Let's come up with one. You know,
load.
this is going to hit the caramel. Let's call it hit the caramel. This is going to hit the caramel. That means the podcast has been released in my official terminology. This episode is going to hit the caramel and someone's going to rip this off immediately because it's such a good idea. Trademark.
Yeah, if it hasn't been done 100 times already because there's a million podcasts, but if it hasn't, we should get on this.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I don't think that it has. I talked to one of my good friends, Jess, about it actually because we were like, dang, like people tell us the craziest stories while they're getting tattooed. It's always really entertaining.
I think this could be a podcast. And I've now, can you verbally agree to do this with me? Christina, right now, and just trust me on any kind of financial arrangement that might ensue?
Yes.
What? No.
Okay, well,
that's a mistake. Christina, no.
She technically said yes. Doesn't matter how she said it.
Tattoo therapy, here we come.
Yeah. There's a pun with ink that's really obvious that we're not thinking of right now. But we'll come up with it, or sleeve or something like that.
Heart on the sleeve.
Ooh, that's good.
That's pretty good. Okay, so we've got the title, Heart on the Sleeve. I've got a verbal agreement from Christina that this will be a podcast that we are going to produce. You've also made it very clear, and this will be played in court because you are going to sue me, that you're fine with whatever arrangement financial that I decide to make. Now, at first, you'll notice no money's coming in. And then later, about 2 years later, you'll notice really no money's coming in.
Trust me.
And you'll notice on the street, a lot of people are saying, I love your podcast, Christina. I listen to it all the time, and so do all my friends. And I can't believe Amex is doing ads on it. And you'll still see no money. And then you'll notice that I'm walking around in a yachting cap.
And I'll be getting bills.
you're losing money on this.
You start to lose money.
Oh, gosh.
And I start to wear solid gold Nike basketball sneakers that are very uncomfortable.
There's one thing I want to get to that I think is important, because I'm told that your husband Danny has an incredible tattoo.
Yes. He has, so I call him Bear as his nickname.
Bear?
And yes, Bear. So he's
is
a big guy.
Is this because he, does he eat massive amounts of salmon during the spring and summer and then sleep through the winter? Why do you call him Bear?
He's big a guy? Big, hairy, Scottish-Irish man.
Oh, I see.
He's got a lot of hair, so I started calling him Bear. And he has a huge, growling bear head from his collar line to his belt line, below his belt line.
Oh, what? My God. Did you do that?
Yes.
So wait, you did it from pretty much up to his throat.
Yes.
It's a snarling, growling bear's head, not the bear's body, just the head.
Just the head.
And it goes down to, I hate to be indelicate, but below the belly button?
Yes.
Down towards the pubis?
Okay.
Down to the cockaroo.
A cockaroo! I swear to God, people yell that at me on the street who are hardcore fans.
And that's been my plan if I ever ran into you.
Well, now when you run into me, it's going to be at a big business meeting where
she's going to be saying you owe me.
You owe me a ton of money.
I'm going to be ripping bills up in front of your face.
Exactly. Wow. Do you like it? I mean, that must have been nerve wracking because this is your man. This is your husband, and you are putting permanent ink all over his body. The largest portion of the body, of course, the trunk, the chest, the abdomen.
I have a question that's burning.
Go.
I have to know.
Yes.
You said he's hairy. Do you ever shave around the bear and then the bear's snout? So he just looks like...
Well,
and if not, will you please?
Yes, I can. And I'll send you photos.
Okay. What's the effect you're going for, Matt? To shave around the bear?
So the outside of the bear is bald, but the bear's fur is Danny's fur.
But,
and the snout
3D.
Is
but then it's not probably a brown bear. It would be a Celtic sort of
red bear.
Red bear.
Reddish. Bear. Yeah, it would be a red bear.
Yeah, like a European grizzly.
Ooh.
That is amazing.
Wait, how long did that take?
Oh, I honestly couldn't even tell you. A very long time, many hours.
Did you have to show him sketches first of different bear heads? And he would say, no, it's got to be fiercer. It's got to be, I'm sorry, he's American, right?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I like mine. It won't do. I'm imagining that he's, this is a very... You had to show him lots of possibilities for a bear, right?
A few. Yeah, he's a pretty easygoing guy, so it only took.
Are you happy with how it turned out?
I am, and I'm even happier initially when we were going to do a small one just on his chest plate, and I put it on him and I'm like, this looks silly because you're such a big guy and you can't have a tiny little bear head on your still look kind of. So we went big.
Wow. That's fascinating. I love that you did this tattoo, and what a trusting husband, because I don't think – I love my wife, but were she going to forever put something on my chest that would never come off, I don't know that I would trust her, you know? I don't know. I mean, even if she was a very talented artist, I don't know. I would fear that there'd be some secret message in there, or I'd really be proud of it, but then I'd look in the mirror and realize it. It spelled out, it was like this cool way of saying talk less, listen more, or something like that. But It looked like an eagle clutching a nuclear submarine.
Red rum.
Yeah.
It would definitely help her if you guys were in an argument of any kind or disagreement.
Right. And she'd say, go to the mirror. Go to the mirror. Is there any way I can help you at all, Christina? Do you have a question for me, or is there any way I can give you my knowledge?
My question would be, I love your guys' podcast so much, and you and Sona and Matt are just seem so tight. Would you guys ever consider getting a friendship matching podcast tattoo? And can— Whoa. I do it?
Like all the Lord of the Rings hobbits did.
Yes.
With Ian McKellen. Oh.
Yeah, all of the hobbits and Ian McKellen got matching tattoos. Yeah.
What would we get?
That's a really good— Well, okay, Christina, you're the expert. I would want it to be small and somewhat discreet, but I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. Tell me, what would you suggest we get? What would be a great podcast tattoo for Sona, Matt, and myself to get?
I think Sona and Matt should get your face, like a mini face of yours over their heart, and you— Oh. Sona and Matt's like in a heart shape, like both heads kind of making a heart shape over your heart.
Wait, they have my face on them and I have to have their faces plus mine on me, which is accurate.
Just their face.
Oh, I wanted mine in there too.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Then maybe just all your face.
How about this? They have to get my face on them and I get a larger image of my face on me and they're nowhere on my body. How about
that? There's just a heart and it's you pushing us out of the heart.
Yes. No, it's me sitting inside the heart, and the heart is impenetrable, and you and Sona are on either side, locked out, and you're cold. You're huddled, and you're—
Oh, no.
Yeah. Can you do that for me?
That's more accurate.
Yeah, that's what we would do. You know what? I will think about it, and I want you to think about doing a podcast where you— this is a cool idea. I think it's a really cool idea, and I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Okay. I will think about it. I'm in.
Okay. Well, like you said, yeah. I'll think about it. I'm in. So, which means, yeah. Again.
She thought.
Yeah. Christina, thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you. You seem like a really cool person. And thanks. Thanks for being a friend to our podcast and for being such a nice, cool, artistic person.
Oh, thank you. Thank you guys, too. I really appreciate you.
Oh. Thanks, Christina.
All right. Take care, Christina. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.